Have you noticed how aging women seem to vanish in our culture? We're everywhere yet nowhere. Invisible in media, dismissed in conversation, reduced to punchlines on birthday cards. But here's what those greeting cards won't tell you. These later years can become our most vibrant, authentic, and purposeful season, not despite the challenges we face, but often because of them. The journey resembles rowing north on a winding river. It demands effort, courage, and skill, but the view rewards those who persist. We're navigating largely uncharted waters, pioneering new ways of aging without clear cultural maps. The paradox we must embrace: life grows simultaneously harder and more beautiful, more limiting yet more liberating. Picture holding your first grandchild while mourning your parents' death. Imagine discovering profound joy in a sunset while managing chronic pain. This isn't contradiction, it's the essence of aging. We face what seems impossible, experiencing our deepest sorrows and most transcendent joys simultaneously. With health limitations come unexpected appreciations for music, art, and connection. Everything becomes layered, complex, bittersweet. The central truth? Everything is workable. No matter what circumstances arrive, illness, loss, physical decline, we can find resilience to move forward. This isn't toxic positivity, but practical wisdom. We develop skills to be more curious and less worried, more self-aware and less reactive. Success requires keeping our wits sharp, managing emotions skillfully, and finding good guides. As one retiree discovered, you can't just buy a pound of purpose. We must construct meaning through intentional choices and the stories we tell ourselves about our experiences. When a little girl asked, "Where do old ladies come from?" she revealed an uncomfortable truth. Our society treats older people as a separate species. We're walking reminders of everyone's inevitable fate, which makes us threatening. While ageism affects everyone, women face particular erasure. Birthday cards mock our bodies and minds. Media representation remains scarce. Older people appear in fewer than 12% of recent Academy Award-winning films, with almost none being women. Many resist the word old itself, insisting, "I'm not old." What we're really saying is, "I won't accept society's limiting ideas about me." Physical attractiveness remains overvalued as women's defining characteristic regardless of age, while our genuine strengths, caregiving, emotional intelligence, peacemaking, building community, go unacknowledged. Research shows 75% of 20-somethings hold prejudice against older people, essentially denigrating their future selves. Yet invisibility, while painful, can also liberate. We can observe freely, dress comfortably, skip unwanted events, and be authentically quirky. We resist ageism by educating others, advocating for better policies, and building intergenerational bridges that benefit everyone. One of aging's greatest gifts is the possibility of authenticity, finally becoming who we truly are. As we shed false personas acquired in childhood and develop deeper self-awareness, we can tell our truth and establish healthy boundaries. Emma demonstrates this growth when she sets reasonable limits with her daughter Alice rather than giving in from fear of disapproval. Her newfound authenticity improves relationships. Her husband finds her more fun, and her daughter shows greater respect. For different women, authenticity takes different forms: refusing to dye hair or attend unwanted events, eating pie for breakfast, confronting bullying partners, learning to trust through caring for sick parents, finding spiritual connection after surviving childhood abuse and addiction. This authenticity allows us to see life from multiple perspectives and appreciate constant gifts the world brings. We finally stop worrying about others' opinions and grant ourselves permission to live truthfully, accepting both flaws and desires for honesty and joy. Learning your hands are badly damaged and almost worn out after a lifetime of use shocks your identity. Suddenly, writing by hand becomes impossible. Holding your grandson grows difficult. Daily tasks require modification. This wasn't just a medical diagnosis, it was an identity crisis. Who are you when your body can no longer perform the actions that defined you? The path forward involves creating what might be called a healing package, accepting help while maintaining independence, focusing on remaining capabilities rather than losses, and cultivating gratitude for what was and what still is. Friends offered perspective. Thank your hands for their years of service. Conversations with others facing health challenges provided context. By spring, dictation software replaced typing. Activities were modified rather than abandoned. The pattern became clear. We experience health setbacks, regain equilibrium, learn to enjoy life again, then repeat. Our physical challenges become crucibles that strengthen us and teach appreciation for life's bittersweet nature. The aging body demands new skills, patience with limitations, creative adaptations, wisdom to accept what cannot change while improving what can. This process teaches humility while revealing unexpected strengths we never knew we possessed. Self-awareness helps us separate our needs from others, recognize patterns without judgment, and practice self-forgiveness. Sometimes it means allowing ourselves naps and laughter instead of constant usefulness, granting ourselves permission to live truthfully and prioritize what genuinely matters. The freedom that comes from shedding expectations, our own and others, creates space for genuine connection and purpose. We begin experiencing last times, visiting elderly relatives, saying goodbye to friends moving away, completing physical feats we suspect we won't repeat. These moments carry emotional weight that single words struggle to capture. Our feelings become layered combinations, joy mixed with sorrow, gratitude tinged with loss, love shadowed by impending absence. Consider Frank's farewell visit after his stroke. Despite physical limitations, they shared moonrises and deep conversations. He connected immediately with 2-year-old Otis, who loved him instantly and fed him from his own spoon. These moments shimmer with meaning precisely because they're finite. As our perception of remaining time shortens, we prioritize differently. With age comes less anger and anxiety, not because we experience fewer tragedies, but because we develop better coping skills. The great blessing of acknowledging our finiteness is gratitude. We wake thankful to be alive. We find profound joy in small pleasures. We express love more freely, knowing circumstances can change suddenly. Caregiving represents the ultimate paradox, immensely fulfilling yet terribly difficult. When Willow's husband Saul received his Parkinson's diagnosis, she felt overwhelmed by the prospect of abandoning her thriving consulting practice. The transition felt like losing her identity. Gradually, through support groups and counseling, she transformed her perspective, switching from seeing herself as a victim to seeing herself as a volunteer. She learned to manage medications, adapt their home for mobility, and maintain part-time work alongside caregiving responsibilities. Sustainable caregiving requires clear limits and consistent self-care. Personal renewal activities aren't luxuries, but necessities, whether weekly yoga, coffee with friends, or quiet reading time. Willow maintained a weekly dance class that restored her spirit, determined to find moments for dancing despite difficult circumstances. Setting boundaries means learning to say no to non-essential demands and accepting help from others.